A recording studio in Sydney's West is helping young people stay off the streets and find a way to express themselves. It's run by a not-for-profit group, but the funding is due to run out soon. Connie Agius visited the studio.
Ashley Peterson has been bullied for most of his life. He says he's targeted because he's autistic.
1, 2, 3, 4.
He wrote this song about his personal experience, an incredible achievement considering he started speaking 6 years ago at the age of 15.
It's not fair to bully me.
My first song, It's Not Fair to Bully Me, it means so much to me because when I was much younger, I thought I would never be able to speak, let alone sing. So it's really a testament to how people should persevere and never give up on their dreams.
His dream came true with the help of Blacktown Youth Services Association. 3,000 young people walk through their doors every year. The group has set up a recording studio to give young people, like Ashley Peterson, a place to express themselves through music. Nicole Farrant is the Youth Centre Coordinator.
So our music studio is extremely popular and we allow young people to be able to access it for free. So through Western Sydney there are so many talented young people, and to be able to have the opportunity to access a studio, to be able to record their music, to have a music producer to be able to produce their music and then walk out of that with a polished piece of music, and to do that for free is quite rare.
Stuck in your way.
Elijah Kappa is the studio's music producer. He's a rap artist.
See, I know you got goals, I know you got dreams. I know that you were needing, you destined for the screen.
He says the studio is helping facilitate the evolution of rap in Western Sydney.
I think before it was more gang-related rap coming out of Western Sydney, and now it's more about the art in itself, where people can express like freely what they feel. Being a rapper like in Blacktown, when I was younger, it was hard for me to find places where I could record for free. I think like when I saw the job opening, I thought it would be great for other people that were rappers and that were growing up like me to have a space where they could do that.
He's noticed a change in the young people using the studio.
Yeah, like it gives them a massive confidence boost. Like I can see it in everyone that's come in. Like they've always left like happier than they came in, or like they've wanted to come back. So it's like definitely something that they've been encouraged to do and what they want to come back and do. I think just like being yourself is the best thing that you can do as an artist, because I mean there's a million M&Ms, there's a million 50 cents. Like being yourself is the best thing that you can do as an artist. All right, cool. I'm just gonna get one more take of that.
All right.
And then I'll play it back for you.
All right.
The future of the program is unclear despite these results. Nicole Farrant says the allocated funding will run out in 2018.
In order for us to obtain funding, it's been really difficult. We actually had it closed for the first half of this year because we actually had no funding. It gives them confidence. It gives them something to do. You know, I was asking someone the other day, you know, what does the music studio provide for you? And they said, to get off the streets, so I'm not doing crime, Nick, so that I'm, you know, not running amok on the streets. It's giving me purpose and it's giving me something to do.
Ashley Peterson is one person who hopes the studio can continue running so he can finish his new song.
I want to make a difference in the world. Basically, in the face of bullies in the world, how they're shaping the world and how they're affecting each person on this world.
Ashley Peterson, ending that report by Connie Agius.